This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A six-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the six-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a seven-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
How are you doing tonight, Steve?
As good as can be expected for a Friday night. Glad it is Friday, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank goodness it's Friday. Steve, what do you say we start off with the Grope Report?
The Grope Report.
The TSA is now hiring, Steve. I know you're looking for a job. Don't worry, the TSA is now hiring, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to grope you. So I applied to be a TSA, baby, I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the gloves.
I don't care if he's in a wheelchair. Stand him up.
Hello, I'm Richard Reed. You can call me Dick. Are you having trouble finding a job without a diploma or GED? Are you an unemployed, defrocked priest? Do you enjoy making children cry? Have you ever wanted to take an old man's pants off in public? Or are you simply tired of jobs that require you to think? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then we here at TSA may have the exciting new career opportunity that you've been waiting for.
Can you sit up?
Sit up.
Slam to the floor.
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
With a base salary of $15 an hour, our employees enjoy perks you won't find anywhere else. Naps, half-hour-long bathroom breaks, and little to no supervision whatsoever. Plus, all the free water, shampoo, and grandma's applesauce you can handle. At TSA, we're dedicated to America and Americans. And in 10-plus years, we haven't caught a single terrorist. With a 0% success rate, we have nowhere to go but up. Help us help you. Apply online at www.infowars.com today. TSA, fondling millions of genitals every day. For your safety.
And that's the Bob Tuscan Grope Report for today. Are you going to be applying for that job anytime soon here, Steve?
No, I think that's even below me, to be honest with you.
Also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
It's time to take those measures out of effect.
Yeah, I mean, the TSA, geez. They really are a joke.
What do you think of this Russian TV celebrity? What's her name? Kristina Sobchak?
I know nothing about it. Tell me.
Oh, Russian TV celebrity turned political activist Ksenia Sobchak claims she was stripped naked and searched by a female TSA agent.
You know what? I did hear about this. Tell me more.
At the Miami International Airport, not too far.
My hometown, yeah.
Yes, there you go. After TSA workers wrongly detected explosives on her fingers, the 32-year-old television presenter says a large black woman performed a pervy strip search on her, in which Sobchak regarded as a sexual act. The glamorous socialite was returning from a Christmas party in Miami. Okay, Sobchak said she'd had a spa massage with jojoba oil mixed with glycerin before boarding her flight.
Jojoba oil, what the heck is that?
Oh, it's probably some exotic from Russia with love, bath oil. She is a cutie.
Hold on, you're going to get me in trouble here. Now
I mean, she's a very attractive lady, yeah.
Coming from two married men here, but what's her name? Right. How do you spell it?
It's Ksenia. I believe it's pronounced Ksenia. Sobchak.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah. And obviously, she is now protesting. Of course, she gets a lot of notoriety for this. It's a pretty good publicity stunt, but it turned out to be in her favor. I don't know. She didn't like it. In other words, she claims she didn't anyhow. And so,
does she know Pussy Riot?
She probably does and is well acquainted with the whole movement, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. She's a Russian TV celebrity.
That wasn't a nasty comment, by the way, folks.
The group.
Just to make sure you know, this is a family show.
Right. And this was an organization of women in Russia that were affected drastically by censorship, imprisonment. So a lot of things happening there. But anyhow, this is just another one of those stories of the TSA, and another foreign person at this point, who could probably go back to Russia and tell them all kinds of horrific stories about our airport security measures.
Yeah, and I'm reading here she's also dating Edward Snowden now.
Is she really? Nah.
No, I don't think so.
She's wanting to be out. Yeah,
can we get a little Mr. Producer? Can you stop playing that clip for me? You'll have to ready to go. Do you have one? All right, no.
Well, I'm going to fire up my keyboard and I may.
Yeah, please. I want that played at exactly 7 minutes into every show and 36 seconds inside joke here that none of the listeners are getting between us and the producer. I will stop. It's Friday, Steve. Did I tell you that? Did you know that?
Yes, it is Friday. It is Friday, and we're enjoying the weekend here.
By the way, I got to give credit where credit's due for that TSA video. What the heck was that?
And that's the TSA whistleblowing stop where you are horn. That's the whelp sound.
You got a keyboard?
When they have to have an examination, they play the international whelp sound.
Anyways, I got to give credit where credit's due for that TSA now hiring video. That's my friends at the Joy Camp. We've had them on the show before, and the video, which, it's not just audio. There's a video connected to it. That's up at our website, bobtuskin.com. That's BOBTUSKIN, bobtuskin.com. Well, big news in West Virginia. It's big news in my book anyways. There are people that are suffering from a series of related illnesses to this spill, this chemical spill. Did you hear about this, Steve? I think this was all over the mainstream today,
I didn't really hear that. Go ahead.
You didn't hear it? Really?
Is this a strange illness of some sort?
No, it's not a strange illness. There's been a state of emergency, at least last I checked when I wrote this article early this morning. Again, this is up at bobtuskin.com. A state of emergency was declared in West Virginia after a chemical spill that contaminated local water supplies. Local authorities are advising residents not to drink the water. It's just so important, according to the health department as well as West Virginia American, please don't drink, don't wash with, don't do anything with the water. That's right. It's that bad, Steve. Just touching the water can make you extremely sick. He called the chemical methylsilicylexane I hate these big words. Let me sound it out, Bob. He called the chemical 4-methylcyclohexane.
Oh, 4-methylcyclohexane.
Wow. Say that five times fast, will you?
4-methylhexoxycline. Hexane.
4-methylcyclohexane methanol.
You got it right, Bob. You got it right.
Thank you very much. According to a DEP spokesman, what is DEP?
DEP?
DEP. Department of
Energy.
Energy or something like that? Yeah. The DEP spokesman, a sudsizing agent is what 4-methylcyclohexane is or what.
Sudsizing agent?
Yeah, and I'll tell you more about that when we come back. I also got a story up on the website about that pesky dude, George Soros. Don't go anywhere, folks. Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise when inside me my spirit is weeping.
The water, don't even look at the water. That's what they're saying in West Virginia. Kent's on the line. Kent, before you even called, my producer says, you got to call her, Bob. I said, let me guess. It's Kent from West Virginia.
All right.
And sure enough,
good.
It was you, Kent, to save the day. Tell us what you know, being that you are there somewhere in West Virginia.
Yeah, how you doing, Bob? Yeah, I was listening to a local statewide talk show, mainstream talk show, earlier in the day, and they had a scientific type of guy, chemist, and he pretty much downplayed it, said that it's not a very real serious poison. It's an irritant to the skin, to the, you know, on touch, and if you ingest it or something, and it's one of those things where you'd have to ingest an awful lot of it to really, you know, cause you any real damage. And you know, it's diluted in the water, and he downplayed it. And then I was listening to more of a quote unquote a patriot show just before you came on, the Butch Paul show. He's from West Virginia, and there's a guy named Jim who always calls into all these type shows, and he's from that area, and he is. Has a scientific background, and he was sort of scoffing at the media hullabaloo about it. You know, he said, I've worked with this, and I've probably inhaled more than I ever went into the water, you know. So apparently it's way, way, way overblown. So, but
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. But I've read some things about it early on that made it seem like a nasty chemical, at least on paper.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would be leery of drinking any kind of chemical. You know, I mean, I don't
exactly. I mean, these are the same people, in part, that tell us drinking fluoride is okay. And look, that might not kill you right away, but it's definitely not good for you.
Yeah, but well, they're all in. You know, well, it's all they're all pointing fingers down there about why they didn't notify the water people and why the water people didn't act fast enough. But
well, it goes to show you. Here's another. Thing you can take away from this. We're extremely vulnerable for terrorists to come after our water supply, Ken.
You're right.
When I say terrorists, you know what I really mean by that.
Right.
but we're vulnerable, man. The water supply in general is I think, a very, for lack of a different term, vulnerable, you know, artery of our country. And I think we ought to watch out for that. Our water supply and our utilities.
Well, they were part
of our utilities, but yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, they were. Well, they were all very. There's a lot of criticism about them not acting fast enough, or you know, and you know, as you say, it could be a terrorist thing. But so lackadaisical. I guess there were too much lackadaisicalness. So there's a lot of criticism about that.
Yeah. And well, that criticism I tend to sympathize with. Ken, are you originally from West Virginia?
No, I'm from a Washington D.C. area myself originally.
I was going to say I never get that thick draw from you.
No, I have sort of a neutral sort of accent. So, there's a when you up here in northern West Virginia, it's some in the northern part that the accent isn't. But if you go further south, you get a real southern accent down the southern part of the state. But
is West Virginia still a very poor state?
Yeah, it's probably 47 to 48, you know, it's largely coal mining and timber and a lot of chemical plants along the Ohio River, which is what this was in Ohio. This is a tributary to the Ohio, you know, but yeah, it's pretty poor. I mean, it's hard to, you know, being mountainous and everything, it's really, you know, you can't have real successful agriculture, and you can't have, you know, real successful industry to a large degree. So it's, you know, it's a victim of its terrain and other factors. So,
right. Steve, do you have a question for Kent before we let him go?
Well, I think it's a very beautiful country up there, and I'd like to visit sometime. I've been kind of through the area, but not close enough to actually get a good look at it.
I was, yesterday and the day before about this shooting down there in North Carolina. Did you see that shooting out in San Diego yesterday?
I did.
Well, I mean,
talking about the one with the airsoft gun?
Well, no, where the guy, they tried to stop a guy for using his cell phone in the car, and he took him on a merry chase. The long and short of it is they had, it's on television, and they had five or six cop cars following him around, so they got him to a stop, and he just riddled the car with bullets. I mean, he never exited the car, and they had a guy staked out in the front waiting for him to come around, you know, about three or four car lengths up off in the front, and he jumps out and gets into his real macho crouch, and he just blasted his car because the guy wouldn't stop, and they wanted to stop him for using his cell phone while he was driving.
Wow. I have a clip right here of it. Let's listen to this. Scary stuff.
Yeah.
The driver of this red car was shot by police after an hour-long chase through the suburbs of San Diego, California, on January 9. At 8:30 a.m., police spotted the driver of a red 2002 Saturn using his cell phone and attempted to pull him over. Instead of stopping, the man floored it. The officer called in the pursuit and learned the matching car was linked to a shooting several days earlier. At some point during the chase, the suspect pulled over long enough to let out a female passenger. He then led police on a winding chase through the suburban streets, running a red light, before hitting traffic spikes. The video, shot by San Diego's City News Service, shows the car rolling to a stop near 41st Street and Hilltop Drive, with squad cars close behind. Believing he was armed, police then unloaded a volley of gunfire, some two dozen shots, into the car's doors and windows. Police later found a firearm and drugs inside the car. The man was taken to hospital, but his condition has not yet been made public.
I'm looking at this clip, Kent, and they're just, it looks like they're just firing without any probable cause whatsoever.
Yeah, that's what, as soon as it came to a stop, they just blasted him. And, of course, that information about the drugs and the gun wasn't on the news this morning, but, of course, they have a tendency to sometimes plant those, too, you know, when...
Yeah, sure. And does that matter? Does that make it any better?
They didn't know that before they did that, and
yeah.
So I mean, you're guilty. And I mean, so there's I want to give you a reference. There's a guy named Jack McLam who was a police officer, and he.
Oh yeah, I know Jack.
And he's in very poor health. I guess you heard that. And but anyway, there's a video on. I'm watching it now. And, there's a video of his on YouTube called Policeman Against the New World Order, Jack McLam, and I would recommend anybody watch it, you know, about the integrity and...
Yeah, I've seen it. It's a couple of years old, right?
Yeah, I think it's very, really brilliant. So anybody who's following these things about the police...
Did you hear me cover for John Stadmiller the other day by chance, Kent?
Yeah, I called in and... we had that guy Bruce called in, remember the guy?
Right, that's exactly who I was going to bring up, you know.
Yeah, and here the guy talked about how he'd been a sheriff for, you know, donkey's years, 20 or 30 years, and it was a tough job and, you know, and all these things, but he never, you know, there's a guy that did his job properly and presumably never pulled a gun and killed anybody, and yet he was defending this guy, and the guy that didn't do his job, you know, and that was... You know, really, if Jack McLam, he would throw that guy under the bus. But
exactly, and I wonder who's listening right now that would dare to defend these actions. Thanks for the call, Ken. Always good to hear from you, man. We got to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
The Bob Justin Show. Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
On the Bob Tuscan Show, Steve Starr's on fire.
Steve Starr's on fire here. And here's the fiery story for today. Ted Cruz, Obama, dangerous and terrifying. Did you hear that? Dangerous and terrifying. CBS Houston reports January 10th, 2014. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz has told a conservative conference that President Barack Obama is lawless, providing the right-wing rhetoric that makes him so popular in his home state. The conservative Republican laid out his reasoning why he thinks the president is dangerous and terrifying. Did you hear that?
Steve.
Dangerous
Steve.
And terrifying. What?
Steve,
what? 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 I'm on fire. I'm on fire. Hang on. Oh, well, let me put it out. Oh, okay. All right. I'm smoldering now. What was
it? I was going to say you're not on fire enough for me, man.
Oh, okay. Well, light it up again. Let him up again. You know, get me going. Get me going. According to the Statesman, Cruz also slammed the POTUS, that's President of the United States, for those of you who don't know, you know, jargon talk, for what he referred to as a pattern of lawlessness on breathtaking scales. I'm simmering now, simmering. You know, the fact is, it's true. Cruz calls the president dangerous and terrifying. You know, he's right. I'm glad at least he's being honest, you know. Well, somebody's taking the forefront. Of course, we know about Ted Cruz. His wife works for Goldman Sachs as the regional director there, I guess, or somebody in Houston. And he is looking like he's being groomed as one of the hard-wing conservatives right now. And so, of course, this political bantering is in order. He's right. What's he going to do about it? I know the president is dangerous. What do you think, Bob? Are you on fire now, too?
This isn't called Bob Tuscan on Fire. This is called Steve Starr.
Oh, let's start the Bob Tuscan on Fire segment. The Bob Tuscan on Fire.
No, the baby's sleeping.
Oh.
You know, I can scream and stuff when I do John's show during the day. But I don't get to scream and really get pissed off on my show. I mean, I'm pissed off, but I can't scream like I would normally scream.
So that's why you employ me to be on fire.
You can't scream on it. You got the little one who's going to bed right around now, too, right?
Yeah, I do, but this is Friday night, man, and so, you know, we're letting loose, buddy.
Friday
letting
night?
Letting them loose.
What time does she stay up to on Friday night? Late?
Oh, yeah. And, of course, when she didn't even go to school during the day because, you know, she doesn't feel good, and now it's wonderful, you know. That's
that's the move right there. That's the classic Bob Tuscan move.
The Bob Tuscan classic fake sick move.
Playing hooky, man.
Yeah, that's right, man. Well, you see what happens.
You know what, Steve?
What?
Who wants to go to those indoctrination camps anyways?
Well, I know they're pretty bad, and of course we know with the Common Core values and the Common Core curriculum and everything that they're teaching right now. The problem is, though...
Let me ask you, why don't you homeschool? You could homeschool.
We may have to because of her grades. And she's not doing well in math right now, but, you know...
Yeah, but that's to be understood. I mean, math is math. I mean, I'm not saying it's not important, but they... Homeschool, Steve.
Well, we might do that. We might be looking into that. That would mean
you got to... Could you imagine having Steve Starrs be your homeschooling professor?
I can't. You know, but then again, I'm self-homeschooled, so, you know, I guess it could work.
No, we plan on homeschooling. I don't know that I can do any better of a job, but, I through thick or thin, we're going to homeschool. That's my pledge.
Yeah, well, what do you think of this concept, though, of Senator Cruz calling the president dangerous and terrifying? I mean, is that the most flamboyant rhetoric we've heard so far? From somebody who's homeschooled and believes in homeschooling, do you,
Steve?
Yes, are those adjectives adequate?
Steve, I posted a video about it on my website.
Right. Okay.
And that's where I'll leave it, man. I think this is a non-story.
Yeah.
This is a non-story. This is like pro wrestling, dude. Okay, pro wrestling. Hulk Hogan calls out Macho Man Randy Savage. That's what it sounds like to me. That's all I heard you say just now. Ba, 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 ba. I'm like Charlie Brown at the government education camps. All you're saying to me is wah, 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 wah.
Well, you know, I do believe that it is political theory.
Tell me something I care about, please.
Well, I mean, what do you care about?
I mean, Ted Cruz and Barry Sotero yelling at one another. I don't care what the rationale is.
I think the interesting story here is CES 2014 Smashing Galaxy S5 may include eye-scanning iris recognition technology.
All right, now that's interesting. Now you've caught my attention here, Steve.
Okay, man.
Tell me more.
Kashmira Gander from the London Independent reports January 10th that Samsung's Galaxy S5 smartphone may have eye scanning technology to outdo Apple's fingerprint sensor that was introduced with the iPhone 5S. Lee Young-hee, is that his true name? Lee Young-hee, the executive vice president of Samsung.
Oh, it's He Young.
He Young Lee Hee. Lee Hee.
He
Young.
Okay, now.
All right. He's a vice president of Samsung's mobile arm. I didn't know Samsung had one of those mobile arms, too. You know,
how does that work? Is that like transhumanism?
I guess it is. You put it on, it goes, and it raises the phone to your eye to take pictures or something like that. Well, anyway, he told Bloomberg at the CES, that's the, you know, the big convention here, the, what is that, Convention of Electronic Junk or something like that in Las Vegas, that the company is studying the possibility, but we can't really say whether we will have it or not on the S5. She added that many people are fanatical about the IRS scanning software. I guess Lee Young-hee is a lady. I'm sorry about that. I apologize. And so what do you think? So if fingerprints aren't enough, eye scanning will be next, thanks to Samsung's Galaxy S5 smartphone. Don't you want one of those, Bob? Want to get one? Want to be the first kid on your block? With a Hasbro eye scanning?
Mama?
Yeah, can I have one of those iPhones?
That gives a new meaning to an iPhone.
Yes, it does, see? Just let me blink twice to identify myself. And get a good reading on that pupil there. Yes,
an all-seeing iPhone.
Yeah, an all-seeing iPhone. That's what it is, man. So now that's the kind of story you like, I know. Those kind of stories. What else do we have? What is that? There's another good one. How about a Omaha toddler in a viral thug video has been taken into protective custody?
All right, you've caught my attention again.
Okay, this is from that great outstanding source of information, the New York Daily News, by Irving Dijon, I guess it is. You could call him Dijon, Irving Dijon. Anyway, the Nebraska toddler who unleashed an R-rated tirade in a viral video has been placed into protective custody, officials say. The little boy, clad only in his diaper, pushed over a chair, flipped a bird, and unleashed a stream of curses, including BHFK and the N-word. And he's a black
guy. Oh, no.
He's a little black guy.
What's the N-word again?
I guess it means it's nanny. Is that it? I don't know.
Nanny state?
Yeah, nanny state word. Although there was no criminality, police and local child protection services visited the family home and found safety concerns.
The C-word?
Yes, CPS. The agency removed four children and changed his diapers, the official said.
Steve, I just came up with a new segment we should do on Friday nights.
Okay.
It's called, I don't have a name for it, but basically here's the premise. You'll try to tell me a story that actually interests me. Because I'm such a curmudgeon and everything bores the hell out of me by the end of the week and I'm just sick of hearing about all the BS and all, you know, you'll have to find a story that actually interests me. And we could take calls and we can, you know, bounce different stories off me and I'll say, nah, boring, next. Or I'll get some sort of sound effect maybe. Mr. Producer, if you could come up with a clever title for this segment, I'd love to see it. Steve, you got a title off the top of your head for that?
How about Bob Tuscan's most disturbing videos?
Or how about Don't Bore Bob?
The Don't Bore Bob with Videos program show.
Yeah, I like it. All right, 800-313-9443. When we come back, we'll go to your phone calls at 800-313-9443. And if you want to participate in this off-the-cuff new segment that we're going to call by this loose-going title, Don't Bore Bob or something like that, call me up and see if you got something that's not going to bore me or the rest of our listeners because, folks, it's the end of the week and I'm tired of hearing about all the junk. I want to hear about some solutions, too. This show is supposed to be and ought to be a solution-oriented one. And don't forget, 2 weeks from now, well, it's now a week from now, we're going to have our Health Week, a week dedicated to shows just on the topic of health.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Join us. Try not to bore me. 800-313-9443, and we'll talk with Jim in New York. Hello, Jim. Jim, you're boring me.
I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was just joking. You didn't say anything. Go ahead. What's up, man?
No. I just wanted to share with you an experience I had last night. You talk about solutions. I was part of a group meeting last night where, in a sense, we started off as a tea party in upstate New York. And then what it did, it merged into the Oath Keepers and W2A, which is a Women's for the Second Amendment. Because we had all this crazy gun control crap coming down here in New York, and it's very interesting when you have solutions. In other words, when you get these three diverse type of groups together, you know, some libertarian minded, some more, you know, rah-rah Republican types, but you know, these solutions can come up. And you know, it's encouraging. Like I said, what I came out of last night was that, yes, there is solutions. But, you know, it has to be, you know, part of a discussion. And, I hope that I can, you know, offer up a little bit of something there in regards to that.
What are some of the specifics you guys got into?
Actually, it was very interesting because what it is with the Oath Keepers, we actually were able to bring in the sheriff. So we got the undersheriff involved in the Oath Keepers. And what it is that me being more of a libertarian, you know, I'd be like, you know, I'd always be harping on him about the militarization of the police. You know, so we started debating about that. And then, you know, the women for Second Amendment, you know, they would chime in regards to gun control. And, you know, the undersheriff would be like, you know, well, you know, you're on the fringe, whatever. But, you know, it's nice to see that there can be a collective. In other words, you know, was it a little bit heated? Yeah, absolutely. You know, and, you know, I stood my ground, you know, and, you know, he was talking about, you know, we got to sacrifice liberty. And obviously that grinds my gears. And I was like, no, you know, it was like Benjamin Franklin said, you know, anybody that wants to sacrifice liberty for a false sense of security deserves neither.
Neither. Yeah. So yeah. Who was saying that we should sacrifice our liberty for security?
The undersheriff. But again, I really can't say anything negative because at least he's participating. You know what I mean? He actually had the courage to come to the meeting. You know what I mean? So, you know, you're always dealing with this little dichotomy, you know, how much do you, you know, say or whatever. But it was just very fascinating that, you know, these groups are coming together, you know what I mean? And not to be totally discouraged that, you know, it's us versus them, right versus left. Let's put it in a nice shiny box, put a, you know, red bow around it, you know, left-right paradigm. And it was just, I have to be honest with you, it was just quite encouraging. You know, I was listening to you tonight, you were like, please, for God's sake, don't bore me, you know what I mean? But, you know, I come out of something like that, I'm in upstate New York, I'm in Orange County, which is essentially the Mason-Dixon line between New York City and upstate New York, which is, you know, totally different. In other words, upstate New York and New York City are two different heads.
Oh, yeah, all my family's from New York. My dad's from the city, grew up in Queens, and my mom's from Newburgh, which is just upstate.
Newburgh, Christ, I'm right about 10 minutes away from there.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. So, you know, you grew up there, so you understand what's going on. That's what I consider. I consider Newburgh the Mason-Dixon line. In other words,
sure.
You know, it's New York City.
Yeah, because then you get into the Catskills, and you got New Paltz, and
yeah, like I said, I go to Oath Keeper chapters up in Sullivan County, which is a little bit more north. You know, they're forming militias right now. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, a whole different head. You know, giving courses on ham radios and, you know, forming, you know, watches, neighborhood watch.
Hey, that sounds right up my alley.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, I probably have more in common with them, but it's interesting to see that schism. In other words, that when, you know, you got a city meeting the northern part, that there is hope. You know what I mean? And, you know, even the sheriff, I got to give him kudos. You know, at least he's meeting with us. You know what I mean? And,
you know, I like that. I said the same thing about my congressman, Ted Yoho, who, you know, the last incumbent we had was in Washington for 30 years, completely lost touch with the people. And this new congressman, this Tea Party guy, for lack of a better term, actually is accessible to the people. You can meet with the guy. You can go shake his hand. You can talk to the guy. And I got to give him credit for that. Even if we disagree, he sits there and he'll listen to you. I don't know if that's the end all, but I think this sort of discourse is necessary, and it's no fun preaching to the choir all the time. It is a great form of activism and solution-oriented measure to go and to talk amongst these groups that might not be on the same page with everything.
Exactly, and that's, you know, that's what I think the most important thing is, that for people to remember, the sheriff is our last defense line. You know what I mean? So you have to engage with your sheriff's department. You really, really have to. And the leader of our Tea Party, believe it or not, was able to pull him in. He didn't get the sheriff. He got the other sheriff. But you know, at least we got that. And in Sullivan County, believe it or not, the sheriff and the undersheriff are actively participating. And there's over 13 chapters right now in New York State with the Oath Keepers. And it was all inspired from all this gun regulation that was thrown out there by, we call him Prince Andrew, Andrew Cuomo. He was his father, you know, ran the state for a while there. You know, it's all nepotism. But, again, in regards to solutions, in other words, here we have three different things. You know, there was a Tea Party, whether you like it or not, is another issue, you know, which I was very active with, you know, for 4 years. And the irony is, was I introduced the Oath Keepers to the Tea Party, and what happened was the Tea Party evolved into the Oath Keepers, and then the woman there created the Women's for Second Amendment, and, you know, with the guns. And we got three different factions combining together, and it's beautiful. It really is. And we have some very, very nice discussions, you know. And,
It should just be good discussions, you know. Interaction with your sheriff and law enforcement can't be a bad idea, because the more you get to know these people, the more you realize that they are, they're human beings. And the more they get to know you, they start to realize that you're human beings, too. It doesn't hurt sometimes to know somebody in law enforcement, especially if you, you know, end up in a situation where something could go wrong. Let's put it that way. And, you know, but, and also the other thing is about the well-regulated militia, as you point out. I mean, this is a part of our constitutional process, and it's a guarantee and a right. And, you know, when we have citizens who are involved in law enforcement on their own, with the coordination of the police, it's a lot less threatening than what they think they're hearing through the MIAC documents and all these other federalist kind of propaganda Nazi orders coming down, trying to tell everybody that the citizens should not be armed or should not be organized, which is what they seem to think is scary to them. Isn't that kind of correct?
Absolutely. And what it is the word militia is not a dirty word. And that's what it is that we, unfortunately, when you say the word militia, all of a sudden people, you know, get all, their skin starts crawling and their eyes start twitching. And unfortunately, people don't understand what a militia is. Our state police are a militia. You know, people don't understand what this means. And that's what's very encouraging. Like I said, I was talking, you know, straight up one-on-one with the undersheriff last night about these issues. And he's learning. He's learning from us. We're learning from him. Like, you know, he says to me, oh, all my officers want new toys, and, you know, the federal government's offering up all these different vehicles and stuff. And I looked at him, I says, why the hell do you need military machines? I says, for Christ's sake, if you go down Broadway in a local town here, there's going to be a deep resentment against you. You know, and this is where good dialogue comes in. You know what I mean? His, you know, guys would take advantage of, you know, this garbage about, you know, giving, you know, former vehicles from Iraq to the local police stations. And I said, you know, I was telling him, I said, why do you need, you know, military vehicles? I said, you're just going to create animosity between the citizens. You know, you run this machine up and down the road. You're not, you know, this is not good stuff, you know?
You're right, Jeff. That's exactly right. The militarization of our police departments is happening, folks. There's no doubt about it in my mind. Hour number two coming up in just seconds. We'll take more calls at 800-313-9440.
With finance.